This gospel snippet comes from 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 17 to 22. Now, I'm not going to give a detailed exposition of this passage. This is a gospel snippet, a very brief address on the gospel. And there are two points I want to draw out from here, from this passage, that they are underlying the argument here of Peter. They're undergirding it. And these are the two points. He tells us in these verses the plight of man by nature. He tells us the plight of every man born into the world. Every man, woman, every child, every baby coming into the world is born in Adam. And what does that mean? Well, this is the plight, and he spells it out here. But he goes further than that. He also spells out the remedy for that plight. Hence this discourse. Man's plight, God's remedy. Now, what is this plight? Well, men are sinners by nature, of course. They're born in Adam, fallen under the wrath of God. But let us look in particular here. What do we have in these verses? You can see from verses 17 to 22, words like this: slaves of depravity, corruption, defilement. You can see entangled. You can see polluted. Depending on your version, these are the words. And other words come in here: vile, corrupted, ruined, miasmic, brought down, entangled, mud and vomit are mentioned here. Entangled, polluted again, ruined, and so on. Now, these are the words. That's the plight of man. What's the condition of every man born into the world, every person born into the world? What was my condition? What's the condition of every one of us? You, by nature, my friend. But it's not a very pleasant picture. It's a dreadful picture. Words like depravity, corruption, ruin, ruined in the fall, entangled, and so on. What do these words mean? He's speaking of our pollution by sin. This is the words he uses here. The corruption of the world in verse 20. The entanglement, the ensnaring, the enmeshing in it. We're born in this state of sin and ruin and pollution. This is what we are by nature in Adam. We read it in Ephesians 2, 1 to 3. We read it in Romans chapter 1. The plight of man, ruined by the fall, under the wrath of God, and polluted by sin and entangled in it, locked up in the culture of this age. Paul, writing to the Galatians, chapter 1 and verse 4, speaks about people who have escaped, been redeemed from, released from this present evil age. But here Peter is saying every one of us by nature is born into this ruined and ruinous state, and we cannot break free of it. That's the plight of man. Now, God's remedy. And it is God's remedy. It's not a man-made remedy. What will break me free from this pollution? What will release me from this entanglement? What will help me to break out from this, deliver me from it? Is it sprinkling as a baby? No. Is it going to church or chapel? No. Is it learning some catechism or confession? No. Is it some works or observations I can go through, some rites or something? No, no. He is very clear again. Look at these verses, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 17 to 22. It is by knowing our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, verse 20. And again, you get it in verse 21, known the way of righteousness. Now, this word know here is a very powerful word. It's basically gnosko, to know. But it's strengthened by the word epigenosko. It's more than just head knowledge. It's participation in. It's a union with. It's union with Christ by knowing our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, verse 20. The only way I can be delivered from the pollution of sin, the only way I can be delivered from the wrath of God, the only way I can be redeemed and brought to God and be at peace with God and free from sin and the burden of it and the entanglement of it and the condemnation of it. The only way is by union with Jesus Christ. And if I read Romans 5, 6, 7 and 8, I know that way of union is by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Regeneration by the Spirit, faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, trusting him, and we are united to Christ. And that union to Christ, by his righteousness, by his blood, by his sufferings, by his death, by his obedience, by his yielding up of his perfect life in obedience to the Father on the cross, we are redeemed from our sins. This is how sinners are redeemed. This is the God's remedy, is by union with Christ. It's Christ. It's not church or confession or catechism or whatever it is. No, it's Christ. So there's the plight, and there's the remedy. Now, why am I speaking this discourse? Very briefly, so that you will know this. Yes, that's true. No, that's not the answer. It is true. I want you to know this. I want you to understand this. I want you to appreciate this. But I want more than that. I want you to feel this, my friend, that you're a sinner, ruined in Adam in the fall, dead in trespasses and sins. And I want you to know that Christ can save you. But that's not all. I want you to trust Christ and be united to him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in him. Trust him and receive him. Be united to Christ. And you then, too, can say you have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing, participating in, being one with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is what's undergirding this passage. And that's my snippet on this occasion. Oh, my friend, here is the plight, it is dreadful, but the remedy is perfect and glorious. So, heed the fact this is your plight, and fly to Christ, flee to Christ and trust him, and know the remedy for yourself. Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. Amen.